Hi, welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, take a look at a couple of the other episodes. There's been some awesome interviews. We also do solo episodes where it's just me spitting what I think is important about a certain topic or theme that I think can bring some value. This particular episode is about conditions of worth, and I really try and explain. It's a little bit of a difficult concept to grab at first, but it's really what we're wrapping our self-esteem up in and the way we view ourselves. Are we doing this internally and externally? And hopefully this kind of mashup of some audio that's actually from a video I did on Instagram can help like encapsulate it. So I hope you enjoy. Apologies if I sound out of breath. It's probably walking. And I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey, how's it going? I'm feeling a lot better today after a nice long sleep. I wanted to talk to you about conditions of worth. They're really sneaky because a condition of worth is I am worthy if. So a lot of time we place these on external things. So we say, I am worthy if I have a partner. I am worthy if I have financial status. So be aware of these conditions of worth and practice and try to build your own conditions of worth based on something that you want. That's where this selfishness versus self-worth thing comes into play. Have a think about that. Conditions of worth. Start placing conditions of worth based on things that you want and will fulfill you. See what happens. Hey, what's up Instagram? So, last time I was here in the woods, I did a video, I think it's been about a couple of weeks now, did a video about conditions of self-worth. So, I'll be worthy if, you know, this person gives me validation, or I'll be worthy if I get this amount of, like, money, or, you know, it's basically wrapping up your self-esteem and anything that's outside of yourself. And that can be a good motivator for some people, so I understand why they do it. The problem is that you never really derive any value for yourself, and I feel as though you lose a sense of identity because of it as well. It becomes so much about that other thing that you lose who you are. So I got asked a question in the last video, in the comments section, which I'm going to answer in the next video. So, the question that I got asked was, so if these are the conditions of self-worth not to have, what are the conditions or values of self-worth to have? So it was an amazing question, by the way. The answer to that is, it's interesting point of view. It's valuing your time above everything else. So what we tend to do is look outside of ourselves and distribute our time accordingly to, you know, friends, family, you know, any sort of material values, that sort of thing. What we should do is actually look inside and spend time on ourselves first and then distribute the time afterwards with what's left over. So it's like filling up your cup before everyone else's. The reason this little flip of mindset is important is because, you know, it's about putting yourself first, and it's a weird thing. I talk about it on the second ever episode I did on the podcast, selfishness versus self-worth, and it's about understanding that taking time out for you to develop yourself and your life and figure out who you are and what you're about, you know, is... it's not being selfish. It's actually going to help everyone else around you and the world as well, because you're going to be navigating it with a sense of who you are without that insecurity pulling you down that might affect others. You know, some people take out their insecurities on other people. So it's really important, and I think it's underestimated. So, last little video before I gotta go. My battery's about to die. So... the difficult thing with putting yourself first is it's a really interesting switch, like I said before. there's going to be a lot of people in your life that aren't going to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And it's also going to be really difficult for you, because you're going to start looking around and you're going to see that people aren't doing the same things that you're doing. And that's comparing yourself to others. It's really, you know, it's really easy to do. I've done it before. And you just got to realise that not everyone's up to what you want to be about and up to. You know, you don't want the same things that your friends want. You don't want the same dreams as them. So it's an important thing to recognise, and I hope this video answered the question that I got asked, and have a great weekend.